After months of uncertainty, the biofuels industry across the United States welcomed news from the EPA, increasing the volume of bio-based diesel use requirements in 2026 by 60%, setting new renewable volume obligations for biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel at 5.4 billion gallons in 2026 and 5.7 billion gallons in 2027. These record blending mandates are tremendous news for the soybean industry, states South Dakota farmer Tim Ostrom, a governing board director with Clean Fuels Alliance America.
So now we're excited because in the past, they never really ever had numbers that would make us work to achieve those goals because we were already meeting them, and now we have a number that we can achieve with everybody on board.
Ostrom explains the announcement provides clarity to the biodiesel industry, which had been waiting for direction on policy. During the wait, several biodiesel plants shut down and some new soy processing facilities were put on hold.
Having those RVOs at a high number means that now we are going to be using our soybean oil that we are producing. There will be a market for it and a demand for it. Thus, more dollars in the farmer's pocket that we would not have had if we did not get good numbers.
Currently, demand from clean fuels such as biodiesel adds between $1.30 and $1.60 to the price of soybeans per bushel, according to a soybean checkoff study. In addition, biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel continue to serve as a powerful market driver for U.S. agriculture and a strategic pillar of America's energy dominance. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff.